Blog Talk Radio. We call you Lord. We call you Adonai. You are our Lord. Hallelujah. Brosso mandra. The mention of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? 'Cause at the mention of your name, at the mention of your name, every knee, sickness has to bow, and at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess. Yes, you are. Oh, 'cause Jesus, Jesus, you are Lord. It's just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. Your sound is so sweet. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. Oh, demons tremble.
Can we just call on his name together? We say Jesus.
Jesus.
Go and invite him in.
Jesus.
He'll meet you at your need.
Jesus.
He's Lord over sickness.
Jesus.
Sickness has to bow.
Jesus.
Poverty is defeated.
Jesus.
'Cause at the mention of his name,
I'm Come on, lift your hand.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me say, I worship you. I worship you in spirit and in truth. I adore you. I love you. And I magnify you. Mean the world to me. I mean, that's just how you just begin to praise. And we begin to praise him. God, you mean the world to me. You're so beautiful. You're so magnificent. You're the mighty counselor. You're the great I am. You're the almighty, all-breasted one, all-loving one. You're omnipotent. You're omniscient. You're the all-powerful, almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing. You're just so awesome. You're the rose of Sharon, the lily in the valley, the lion of Judah. You're wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. You're my all in all. You're our Lord and our Savior. Just begin to tell him how much you love me. And I love you. I worship you and I love you. I praise you. I magnify your name. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Your name is magnificent. Your name is wonderful. Oh, and we just begin to thank you, mighty, wonderful counselor you are. Mighty and wonderful counselor you are. We thank you tonight. We thank you for everyone on the sound of my voice, all of your people that have come in and chimed in and tuned in, Father, to just hear a word from you tonight that came in, God, and said, I need something from you. And not only that, I didn't want to deposit something to you tonight. I want to give you something of me, Father, for it's all yours anyway. You said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You are the owner. You are the landlord. You're the Lord, God. And you said, hey, and that's what we're telling you now. We're giving it all back to you, Father, that is yours. Everything, our praise, our breath, our life, our health, our strength, all it belongs to you. Somebody said, all the glory belongs to you, O Lord. And that's our portion, that's our conversation tonight. All the glory belongs to you. All the honor belongs to you. All the praise belongs to you. Oh, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. There's a healing tonight. There's a healing taking place tonight. And guess what? The glory is yours. There's miracles. There's breakthroughs that will be taking place today and tonight. And all of that is yours. There is healing hearts. There's a deliverance that's taking place. And all the glory belongs to you, Father. It's all for you. We ascribe the glory to you because it's all yours. Oh, we just magnify your name. We magnify your name, your holy and your righteous name. We thank you tonight. We praise you tonight. We worship you tonight. And we give honor tonight. We give honor to you, Father. We give honor to your servants tonight. I have to always describe it to Minister Jesse Store and his lovely wife, Tammy Store. He's done to Tammy Store, who were the founders of Mega Ministry Group and the founders of this wonderful vehicle of ministry, which is the Blog Talk. Man, Brother Jesse prodded me till I've been a part of it, and I've been blessed. My family has been blessed ever since. The ministry been blessed. And we just thank God. We thank God for the apostles, the pastors, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers on this line. We thank him that these warriors, these prayer warriors, and those are the intercessors. And we need more intercessors, man. We need you right now in these last and evil days. You know, Paul wrote that.
We just thank God. He's got cut off, but we thank God for tonight. The enemy does not want this to happen on tonight, but the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie, a whole lie. We just thank God for tonight. I'm going to bring on Apostle Rosa Arnold to do our words of inspiration. You have to excuse me on tonight. I just had oral surgery, so I'm not supposed to be doing a lot of talking, but I still give the glory and honor to God, okay? I can hold on. We can put him back on. But we just thank God. We thank God.
We just praise him. Yeah. Praise God. I began to talk. The enemy didn't want to say that, right? So he shut me off. It's okay. We're going to keep talking and talk about how this enemy is. We're exposing him for who he is, for what he is, the serpent that he is. But, yeah, they're doing it in California. LGBT, which is lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, whatever they want to call it, and you committed a sexual rape against a child, you know, a sexual child rapist would not have to sign up in the registry if he was LGBTQ. That's what they're doing right now in the state of California. Now they're also quarantining in the northern part of California because of the coronavirus. I'm trying to tell you, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to tap in. If you are an intercessor, if you had any kind of relationship with the Father, with praying and laying before and knowing the lamentation of whatever it is, this is the hour. Calling all intercessors to your position. That's what tonight is. Tonight is we're calling you. If you're a worshiper, if you're, you know, we all say we worship you, Lord, but a lot of people don't even know what worship means. What does it really mean to worship? What does it really mean to get into the presence? Tonight we're going to usher in the presence of God. We're going to show you how to attract the presence of God. I'm going to get out of the way because if I keep going, we'll never get the words of inspiration from Apostle Arnold or Pastor Wanda. One of those are going to be blessing us with it. But I just want you to just begin to get to the atmosphere of prayer. We know prayer. We know praise. But the worship, when we go inside that inner chamber, you know the inner chamber, out of it, but when we want to go into the Holy of Holies, and that's our goal, to go and enter into the Holy of Holies. He ripped the veil, so the veil has been ripped. The veil has been ripped, ladies and gentlemen. We want to go into the Holy of Holies. I'm going to step aside. The next voice you'll hear will be the Pastor Wanda or Apostle Rose or Hunter King. Let's worship this prayer. I love you all. And get ready for a great word. And I'm going to need you. I'm going to need about two or three or four volunteers tonight to just answer a few questions. And we're going to go and let God have his way. All right. Love you. I'm stepping aside.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for just allowing yourself, hallelujah, to be nailed to the tree. Hallelujah, Lord. And all our sins with you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Samakabashanda. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. Hallelujah. I cannot give you enough praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 There's a song that says, fully committed. Hallelujah. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. All my desires and all my possibilities, Lord. Hallelujah. Fully committed. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Fully committed. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Wrapped, tied, and tangled all up in you, Father. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. When I walk, when I talk, hallelujah, your light emanates from my very existence, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's when you become the worship. Hallelujah. You become the worship. Hallelujah. When you stand fast, immovable and unshakable. All of us. All of us on one accord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon. No sickness, no disease, no famine, no plague. You see your enemies suffering, but he said it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. If you have given yourself over to the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't think that you can sin a little bit, hallelujah, and get by. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord doesn't want any part-timers. He wants full-timers, dedicated, hallelujah, fully committed, hallelujah. A praise in the morning, a praise through the day, a praise in the evening, a praise in the night, and a praise in your sleep. Hallelujah. 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 I can't say it enough. Hallelujah. I can't even feel enough of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he has, hallelujah, been with me all the way. Hallelujah. All the way, and he'll be with me. He said, I will be with you. Hallelujah. To the very end, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. Even if you make your bed in hell, he says, oh, I will be with you. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what the experience may be, the Lord is with you. The Lord has his children, his daughters and his sons. He helped pull together at this time, for this time, for this season. Hallelujah. We must listen. Listen to the Lord speak to us. Listen to the one that the Lord has put in place to speak to us, to be delivered by the word of God, to be set free. He said, he that is free in me is free indeed. If you are feeling incarcerated at this time, hallelujah, let yourself go. Hamashanda, let yourself go. It's not about you. It's all about him, our Savior. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for putting in place, hallelujah, this Thursday night, 8 p.m. blog talk. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. With our honorable pastor, George H. Flint. Hallelujah. And his lovely wife, Maria E. Flint. Hallelujah, Evangelist Flint. He said, let everything be done decently and in order. Let everything, hear me, church. Let everything be done decently and in order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No half-truth. No half-truth. The living word, the truth. For he is alive. Jesus is alive. And he's on his way back. Hallelujah. The Lord gave Apostle Arnold a message, and it was, I'm just behind the clouds. The Lord is just behind the clouds, and he's coming through. Are you worshiping him? Are you praising him? Are you thanking him? Do you faithfully ask for forgiveness? Are you keeping his commandments? God is a good God. Church, worship him. He said, worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I turn his services over to our pastor, George Flint.
Praise God. Awesome word. Awesome word. We just thank you, Lord God, for that word. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, done, and all that you're going to do. Lord, we just praise your name. Let's just keep worshiping him. Just keep worship. Let's just keep worshiping him. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord, we just worship you, Lord God. We just magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallujah. We just begin to praise him and thank him and worship him and magnify his name. You know, like I said, the songs of calmness magnify the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised. And it said, Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Tonight going to be a simple thing. We talked about worship and we talk about praising him and praying. Well, we're talking about praying, right, and then praising. Like, praising is the same thing as what we, Lord, I love you. Lord, I magnify your name. Lord, I say your name. Lord, I just begin to thank you. Lord, I worship you. But that's not worship. You know, what worship is when you ascribe something to him. You know, you got a resident, like stay in apartments or you stay somewhere you rent. And when you rent, you have what they call a landlord. He's a landlord. Why? Because, like my wife, we got one of the properties. We're the landlord because we own the properties. So, as far to us, that's the Lord. But God said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He said all things consist by him and by him. So that makes him your Lord. See, a lot of people will say that Jesus is my Savior, but we don't want to make him our Lord because we don't find enough value in him to make him our Lord. See, the thing about it is when you begin to worship something, you find extreme value in it to worship it. Look at that when you get that new car, you know, you got that house, and you begin to worship that house, or a new boyfriend, or girlfriend, or husband, or wife, you begin to find something, you find value in it. Or some jewelry, that new gift you got, that gift, you find value in that gift. And so guess what you do? You begin to make that gift an idol, and you begin to worship that gift. But I'm saying, but when you begin to find extreme value in the Lord, and the Lord that you say, I move and I live and I have my being, because when you begin to find extreme value in him, when you begin to say, hey, there's nothing more precious. He said that the man had went out and he found a ruby, or he found a jewel in the land, and he hid it, and he went back, sold all he had to go buy it, because he found value in it. And so like, what is the reason why I value God? Why do I value him? So that I can go into the inner chamber. She praised me, so like I can tell my wife, why not say, man, you're so beautiful, you're so pretty, I just love you so much. That ain't worse, that's praising. See, the praising is the outer course. You know, that's me, you know, flirting with her and giving her butt up and all the noise, right? But when you get to worship, it gets silent. It gets to the point where, listen, you're going to school. He said, told you this day whom you're going to serve. You're going to either serve God and worship God, or you're going to serve Satan and worship him. Because one of them are going to have, this. I know you don't like it when I talk about the intimacy. We said, that's what God told me. He said, George, you knew of me through mama, through your big mama, and all that, but you never really knew me. I was incarcerated in Gwinnett County. He said, you got to know me. And that's what God said, and go with know, to know me. To know, it's something about this, and David knew his wife, and then a baby was born. So what did know mean? Know me, intercourse took place. So here's what I'm trying to tell you. God said intimacy. Enter me and see. Enter me and see how real I am. Enter me and see how lovely I am. Enter me and see. So when the intimacy takes place, so we don't want to talk about it because now it's getting bit nigga in a row, but that's what we call intercourse. So you begin to worship God. You have to go to a point of spiritual intercourse. So he said, I'm going to enter you. I made you in my life after my image, but now I'm knocking at the door. I'm at the door. You're going to let me in so I can enter in. When I enter in, and I'm entering in all the things that's of me, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the Son, which is the fruit of the Spirit, I'm going to deposit it in you with the Holy Semen. But now you got a choice. If you don't, then Satan will deposit some with satanic semen. So you got a choice of one of the tools. But when I get to that point, when I find value in God, then I can worship, because now we've had what we call worship, where I'm not only in the outer chambers, I'm not even in the inner courts, but I go behind the veil, and now I'm in the Holy of Holies. Being tested and tried and true. I want to talk about David for a second. When David, I've been talking about this all week, because I can't get away from it. I can't get away from David knowing God. God knew him. And he said it. So it goes to the point where David's father sent him to take some food to lunch to his brothers. And at the time, Goliath is, you know, making his rant. I bring somebody out here to fight me or whatever. I'm paraphrasing. And so David asked, what will be given to the person that destroyed this uncircumcised Philistine? So they tell him, you know, your parents will have to pay no taxes no more. You'll be getting the king's daughter as your wife. And all this stuff, you're like, hey, man, that sounds really good. I'll do it. Let me know. But then after that, they took him to Saul, and Saul wanted to put all his gear on him and everything else. Put his shield on him and give him a sword. Get what David said. I can't do nothing with this because I haven't tested it yet. But what I have did, when I was in the wilderness and I was being a shepherd boy, a lion came and took the sheep. And I hauled the lion down and snatched my sheep out of his mouth, and I killed the lion, and then the bell came, and with my hands I did the same thing to the bell. So God said, the same God, the same Lord of Israel, the same Lord God of Israel that allowed me to kill the lion and could kill that bell, is the same God that's going to allow me to kill this uncircumcised Philistine. So when you look at that, he tested it, and he said, I know it's tried, and I know it's true. And see, sometimes we won't go through the testing because we won't even get to that point where God can test us, or we can test us, or be tested, even test him. God said, America, test me in this. Try me in this. Even in your time, God said, test me in this. So when you test it, then you say, I know it to be real. When you begin to pay your tithes and offering faithfully, and then you need something from God, then you can go into that account that you've already deposited in heaven and get a withdrawal because you know I tested him in this and I know it to be true. But that comes from being in a place of worship. And that place of worship comes from what, ladies and gentlemen? A place of surrender. I got to surrender to something that's greater than me. I got to ascribe to him being greater than me. I got to ascribe to him being greater than me. I need like two volunteers that can tell me this one question I got to ask. Tell me one thing, or maybe two things, that you know that you didn't read in the Bible about God. Tell me what you know about God that you didn't get it out of the Bible. I can get a volunteer for that person. One, I just need two volunteers to tell me something they know that they didn't. Because listen, I look at Elijah, I look at Saul, and before the conversion of Paul, what did they know? Saul was the one that was that was persecuting the Jews. He persecuted those that believed in the way. But when he was on the Damascus Road, right, let's talk about the Damascus Road experience. And then even that, at the same time, let me tell you how awesome God was. At the same time when God was dealing with Paul, blinding him and shackling him, he was dealing with a guy named Ananias and saying, Ananias, I got Saul of Tarsus, and he's going to come in, and I'm going to tell you what I want you to do for him. And so he was like, man, God, do you know who this guy is? See, that one, you know, God, this guy who dropped the killer, he's the one that stood there and watched Stephen, the first martyr, get martyred, and they put their clothes at his feet while they were stoning him. God, you want me to bring him in my house and ascribe, you know, and give him your word? But God said, listen, I'm doing something to him, I'm instructing him, and he's going to even know when I'm done, what the things he's going to have to suffer. Watch it, when you know God, he said, the things he's about to suffer for being my servant. See, sometimes we don't even want to hear that when we know we got to suffer. That make me right then and there, right? Say, I don't want this. Well, you know you got to suffer. See, we just want the good stuff of God. He said the things that he's going to have to suffer to serve me, the things he's about to suffer to preach my word. But when we feel like it's going to be some hard times or hardships, we want to find another way. We want to find another route. God said, when you know me, when you know all of me, know that first of all, I'm a jealous God. And I can get angry at times. So when you look at God, say, God ain't angry, God ain't jealous, but he's a jealous. I said, I'm a jealous God. And I'm not going to give my glory to nobody else. I ain't going to give my honor to nobody else. I ain't going to give my praise to nobody else. That's when you got to know God. And when you get that, then you got to know I'm worshiping God. You can't be worshiping God like you got people that can sing, that got beautiful voices. And you got people that got mediocre voices, but the anointing is on because they truly know how to worship. You got people that have some strong voices. And you look at it, you're like, am I worshiping to get the applause from the people? Or am I worshiping because I'm singing this song to God, for the glory of God? See, I want you to realize, my voice sounds bad. Okay, it don't matter. But I'm singing for the glory of God. So when the songwriter began to say, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. So when you begin to just watch, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And then you begin to persuaded. And the song said, I am persuaded. So you've been persuaded by this great gospel. I've been persuaded by this gospel. I've been fully persuaded. This is what I want to say about being fully committed. I'm fully committed because I've been fully persuaded by this gospel, because I spent some time with him. How do I get to know you? I got to spend some time with you and let you spend time with me. That's what I ask you tonight. What do you know of God that you didn't read in that Bible? What do you know? That do you know him to be a healer? Do you know him to be a deliverer? Do you know him to make, be a way maker? What do you know? Look at Elijah. That's one of my favorites, because when the first thing they said about Elijah, they didn't really say much about him. But when he first came on the scene, he said, there will be no more rain until I say so. And they haven't set up an agreement with him. And then we said, okay, let the rain release it. The heavens, there was agreement with him again. And this dude had so much that was in, he outran a chariot of horses. Well, guess what? Even when he destroyed the prophets of Baal and he was putting the stone back together, he said, God, that's your word. I mean, he spent some time with God. Let's look at Enoch. Enoch, they said, Enoch walked with God and was no more. So when you look at these different vessels, you look at these different things, and you say, okay, that's the word. But what experiences did they have with God that made them say, I'm looking for a city whose houses and mansions are made not by human hands? I'm a nomad. I'm a nomadic one. I don't belong here. What experience do they have to say, I don't belong here? Why did they really get into a place of worship with God? Let's look at David. David had his issues, but David said, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. You know what I mean? Even his issues, he said, God, one thing about that, whatever happened, you judge me with God, but don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. I need the Holy Spirit. And that's before the Holy Spirit even came as a comforter. He said, don't take it away from me, God. I need thee. See, sometimes when you worship God, that's when you got to realize there's nothing you can do in yourself to make anything accomplished. I need thee, Lord. I need you. God, thank you for waking me up this morning, because I couldn't do it by myself. I thank you for fresh blood running warm through my veins, because I couldn't do it by myself. I thank you for the activity of my limbs, because I can't move them by myself. I thank you for right, left, right steps, because I can't do it by myself. I thank you for my eyesight being strengthened, God, because I can't do it by myself. I thank you for my vocal cords being strengthened, God, because I couldn't do it by myself. I thank you, God, for a roof over my head and clothes on my back and shoes on my feet and food on the table. I thank you, Lord, because I can do it by myself. When you really know that you need him, Lord, I need you. And then you go into prayer and press his earthly license for heaven interference. So you say, God, get involved in this situation, because I can't do it by myself. Tell him, I can't do it by myself. David told Saul, he said, man, listen, I haven't tested this equipment that you're trying to get me to go to fight in. I can't do nothing with this. Let me get my stuff right here. Give me 5 little smooth stones. Give him a slingshot. And he told Goliath, ladies and gentlemen. He said, "You come to me, sir, with a sword, a spear, and a javelin." What did David say? David said, "I come to you with these 5 smooth stones and a slingshot that I know how to use, that I've been practicing." Is that what he said? Nope. He said, "I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel." He said about the slingshot. He didn't say about them 5 stones. But he said, but you're going to die today, and I'm going to cut your head off with that same sword. That same sword you think you're going to do something with, I'm going to cut your head off with it. And then let me tell you something. When you begin to worship God like that, guess what happened? God, it was, when he said that in the name of the Lord God of Israel, God, he said, hold on, who is that talking about me down there? So he said, guess what? It invoked God to move. God, not that you only provoke God, but you invoke God. He had to move. Somebody is boasting about me. Somebody is using me. Doesn't matter if you approach counsel. Like, counsel, you come at me like you want to kill me, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God, Jesus Christ. And he told me by his stripes, I am healed. He told me I can do all things through Christ's strength. He said I can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And I'm coming to you right now. And guess what? You invoke God to get involved. That come from worship and saying that it ain't my hands that did it. I didn't do this miracle. I don't get no credit for it. But God, you get all the credit. All the glory belongs to you. All the honor belongs to you. And when you begin to ascribe what belongs to him, when you begin to say, God, you're so sovereign. You're the sovereign God. You're the great I am. You're the omnipotent, omniscient one. You're the great. He told Moses, I'm telling you, let's look at the experiences. We know Moses was trying to be the next Pharaoh, so he's seeing different things in Egypt with mysticism and all those different things. And so when he saw God, he saw the burning bush, but the bush wasn't being consumed, right? I'm sure that did something to him. Hey, that started him, and it caught his attention. And after that, a voice began to speak. Hey, man, you on holy ground. Take them shoes off. And you begin to, and then the voice began to speak to him and tell him, man, listen. And then he get to know him. He said, God, Moses got so close to him. I got to see your glory. I got to see more. I need to see your face. God, I got to see more of you. I need more of you. So I don't want to see the glory. God, I need to see the glory. I need your glory. The anointing is good. The praise is good. The worship, but God, I need your glory. I need more of you, God. I want the glory. I want the very essence that makes you you in my life. That would say, what do you value about God? We always give our testimony to the church. I first give it unto God who's head of my life and, you know, head of yours. And we use that, we'll scrap that real quick. We'll use that as a real quick testimony or praise report who's head of my life. And then, you know what, if you really head of your life, ask us, what's the first thing you grab? Do you grab your Bible or do you grab your phone when you first wake up in the morning? Is he really head of your life? How often do you talk to him throughout the day? How often do you spend time with him throughout the day? How often do you fellowship with him throughout the day, George Smith? How often do you really talk to him? How often do you say, God, hey, how you doing today, Holy Spirit? How you doing today, big brother Yeshua? How you doing today, Heavenly Father? However you want to use it. How do you feel today? What's on your mind? What do you want us to do today? How often do you want to know what's on his mind? How do you know what's in his heart? How do you want to know what's his desire? Yeah, you say, I love him. That's why he said, you got to do a whole lot of lip service. I'm not talking about myself. You know, I ain't talking about nobody else. Yeah, George, you do a whole lot of lip service. I hear you say you love me, but you don't even obey me. I hear you say you love me. How many people did you told today? How many homeless people did you feed today? How many people did you just let know that I'm good? The Lord is good all the time, and all the time the Lord is. How many people did you just tell of my goodness and my grace and my mercy? Did you say, man, God is able? How many people did you let know how able I am? Not only did you let know with your mouth, but you just did it in your actions. You say you love me when I got people down all around, going to hell. Hell wasn't even made for them. It wasn't even made for y'all. It was made for Satan and the fallen angels. But the fact that you got free will allowed you to find something else to worship. You begin to worship the creature instead of worshiping the creator. You begin to worship the creation instead of worshiping the creator. I begin to look at the spirit in Atlanta, right? I go by the athletic teams. We got the Falcons. We got the Hawks. So that means there's a bird, you know, that a spirit that is controlling. Then I look at some other things that we got going on is that we had the Chiefs. We had the Atlanta Flames, which was the hockey team. We had the Atlanta Chiefs, which would be the soccer team. So you look at it, so you got Indians and you got birds. And so you got to look at, okay, what spirit really be controlling this whole city? So we look at these different things, and guess what? We got more people that be at the stands, be at the games, even in the soccer stuff. You know, we're there, and we're fans. And you're worshiping in them games. You're worshiping in those games. You're worshiping the athletes. We find value in athletes. We find value in the brand of these athletes. But then when it's time to find value in your God, we miss it. Yeah, we say we love him. Yet we say we love him. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Do we really love him more than anything? Do we really love him more than anything? More than our car, more than our job, more than our wife, more than our husband, more than our children, more than our mama, more than our... Do we really love him more than anything? You ask it yourself. I mean, Tonight is just a little chin check tonight. Sin, have you been tested and tried? I tested it. I tried it. Say, taste and see that the Lord is good. Have you tasted and seen that the Lord is good? Taste and see. Tested and tried. I tried it. I tried it for myself. That's what you say. I tried it for myself. I know it to be true because I tried it for myself. Look at Gideon. Gideon defeated with 300 people. See the whole country. And God said, you got too many. And he had to go down from 3,000 to 300. You got too many. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? God don't count numbers. He make numbers count. And we've been wondering how to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to work it out. Well, why are you doing that? He already figured it out. He already worked it out. Jesus gave you an example. I'm going to tell you about this glory. Jesus gave you the example. He said, listen, I don't do nothing unless my Father do it first. If I ain't see my Father do it in heaven, I'm not going to do it here. And my Father, and when I spend all this time with my Father in the morning, sometimes you got to steal away in the morning and just get to God. Steal away. Steal away, I challenge you this week. I challenge you this week from this Thursday to next Thursday, just every day, steal away. When you get up in the morning, the first thing you do is steal away and get with God. Steal away. I don't care if it's 10 minutes, if it's 15 minutes, if it's 5 minutes, if it's 30 minutes, if it goes to an hour. I don't care. Just steal away. It's going to grow. And guess what? The more you do, Tony told you in a minute. He told you to learn from me. You got yokes and you got burdens. What? You ain't going to have that stuff. He told you to learn. He said, give me that. Yes, give me your burdens. Give me your yokes. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take mine. Then he said, learn from me. I'm meek. I'm understanding. I'm love. Know me. You carrying around heavy loads, all this heaviness, spiritually overweight. You weigh 150 pounds, but you got a yoke on your neck, 300 pounds, when he told you to turn it off. Trying to work it out yourself, trying to figure it out yourself. Moving in the spirit of rebellion, and what you said is witchcraft anyway. So you're already out of the will of God, out of the plan of God, out of the way of God, because you're trying to do it when he said, I've already done it. He said on the cross, it is finished. But we missed that. Let me go back and talk to the Father Glory one. And there's something that hit me this week, hit me on Monday. And it was so profound and so amazing when it touched me. I was like, man, unless we read this scripture, nobody looked at this part. And watch this. When Jesus was in Gethsemane, he was praying and telling God to remove this cup. And everybody was excited about that part. Yeah, and we talk about it all the time. We pray about it. The blood was coming, and the sweat was coming out like blood. He was praying so hard and so intense. But you know what I'm saying, right? The man that came to kill him, they came to catch him in the middle of the night. Those men that came to kill him, when they came and they said, oh, he said, who are you looking for? He said, Jesus Christ, I'm him. They fell cockles. They came to kill him with swords and everything, but when they got in that glory, they bowed down before him. They bowed down before him and some fell backwards. That's the glory. You come to kill me, but instead of killing me, you bow down in front of me. Imagine somebody come to your door with guns, and they come to the door and say, I'm looking for XYZ. You open up your door and say, I'm him, and they just bow down before you and lay their guns down. That's what happened. They got into the presence. They got into the glory of God, and unless he gave it up, he still wouldn't be dead. Even on the cross, he had to give up the ghost. He said, man, God, he had to literally, you know, just give up. God had to turn his back on him because he couldn't look at the scene. God said, why have thou forsaken me? And he said, then he gave up the ghost. But then, guess what? God still resurrected him with so much power because he was already God incarnated. The DNA in him was God anyway. So once he ended that he came right back. So I'm trying to tell you, listen, though you live, hallelujah. He said that's fine, that life, lose it. But if you lose your life in him, because now you're allowed him to be in you, he's allowed him to answer you and see. Can't you see that the Lord is good? You can't you see that the Lord is good because you have mingled with him. You have co-mingled with him. You know, we talk about mingling and intermingling. Now you have mingled with him and you've gotten to a place of worship. Past your emotions, your emotions, your emotions, but just it's you and him. Again, if I get a monitor to the press, one, so one of them say, man, what do you know about God that you didn't read about in the Bible? And one, if you just press one, anything, anybody can tell me, what do you know about God that you didn't read about in the Bible? And then I want to talk up and talk to me about it. And not, I just keep going. I can keep going. Nobody want to help me. It's okay. Lord, I thank you tonight. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this time, this refreshing time, God, that we can get close to you. Hey, let me get to this definition. I'm going to tell you, I know about God. I didn't get out of the Bible. I know him to be a healer. Because he healed my body. I know him to be a way maker. Because every day he makes a way for me and my family. I know him to be a deliverer. Because he delivered me from me. My selfish thoughts, my selfish ways, my devious thoughts, devious ways. Let me tell you something about the glory of God. It said Jacob, when he sold the birthright from Esau, and I look at what the name of Jacob means. Jacob means supplanter, deceiver, one who takes by the heel. So he deceived me, and he stole the birthright from Esau. And he was leaving. He came to this place, about the way, where he laid on the rock and went to sleep, and he saw a vision of a ladder going up to heaven. It was Jacob's ladder. He just saw it. He didn't do anything else from that. And then from that point on, he went on, he traveled to where he got his uncle Laban, Laban, and spent some years there up on his uncle. Spent 7 years for one wife, spent another 7 years for another wife, and another 7 years laboring. So even in my 20-some years, without the glory of God. He had the favor of God because God had already given him favor. So he had favor when he told his uncle Laban and all those different things. But guess what? The next time he was going out the cabin, he was leaving, he sent his wives ahead of him and all those things separating. He knew he was going to meet his brother Esau. He had this experience at a place called Peniel. And at Peniel, there was an angel there. And he wrestled with that angel. And he remembered that vision going up, that ladder going up. And he remembered, just imagine you seeing a ladder going up, you seeing angels going up and down from the sky to where you're laying that on the ground. And you visualize that. And it's a glorious, 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 splendid vision. You remember this. So now I'm wrestling with the angel. Maybe one of those angels that even was going up and down that ladder. To the point where he said, I'm not going to let you go to your blessing. This time, that glory, it won't get away from me this time. He found value. He said, this time it won't get away from me. I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. I'm not going to let you go till you speak to me. I'm not going to let you go till you heal me. I'm not going to let you go till you deliver me. I'm not going to let you go till you set me free. So like you said, he had the song that says, free is free. I'm not going to let you go. I found value in this thing. Until you bless me. And tonight, I'm telling you tonight, you got to find value in your relationship with God. You got to find value in God so you can have a relationship with God. So you can say, all the glory belongs to you, oh God, and mean it. People got all these songs, they sing, there's some beautiful and wonderful songs, but no substance in it because you really don't mean it. You got a lot of singers, man. They can sing songs today. You got a lot of worship. They worship. They may dance, sing. You got worship leaders. You got ministers. Who are you doing it for? The people? Yourself? Or are you doing it to God? After you finish singing, did I do good? How did I sound? What did it sound like? Who you doing it for? If you're doing it for God, it shall make a trumpet noise unto the Lord. He said, I only have breath, what? Praise the Lord. So if you're doing it unto the Lord, it don't matter what they feel like, how they receive it, or how they accept it, or how they receive it. And that doesn't matter because it's not for them. No, it's to you, Lord. Praise what I do is for you. I don't care. I'm not praising them. My praise is not for them. So if they don't like what I sound like, it don't matter. What I sound like in heaven, and that's what matters to me. I'm going to sing a new song. He said, I will praise him. I will sing unto him a new song. You got to wake up in the morning and say, God, give me a new song. That's what I'm saying, his word. You know, he said, let me his praise ring in his word, you know. He gave me a song to sing. I'm in the presence in his word, in your word, God. Order my steps in your word. That's what I'm saying. They said, order my steps in your word. And they were like, man, he gave me a new song to sing. Let me hear your praises ring in your word. Please order my steps in your word. You got to trust God that his word is so true and so real, and you got to value, find value in his word for him to order your steps in his word. They said, please order my steps in your word, Lord. I got to find value in your word for you to order my steps, for me to walk in your word, for me to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. I got to have some value in you for me to trust you. I need to have esteemed value. I got to be like the Psalm of David where he can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, that comfort me. You know, and then he begins to talk about, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. He begins to talk about, thou preparest a table before me in front of the presence of my enemies. He begins to talk about, man, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Then he begins to talk about, the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Then he begins to talk about, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. You got to understand, where did this come from? Where are these songs coming from? But it came from a place of worship, because it came to a place of surrender. It came to a place where I found value in this. I know this to be true. What would Paul say? I know what it's like to be a base, and I know what it's like to have plenty. But what I found out is that to live is die, and to suffer, you know what I mean? It's for me, it's better for me to be with God, but I gotta stay and be with you, because this is what I wanted, this is what he told me to do. But I better find out that he said, I've been content in everything because I've turned it over to him. The things that I found in my life that I found value in, the things that when I was serving the world and serving myself, I consider that to be dumb. I consider that to be a vow movement compared to worshiping God, to being with God, to being a child of God. He said, I'm a bond servant to Christ. I'm in chains to Christ. When you see, he that you find yourself a member to, you become a slave. I'm a bond servant to the Word of God. How many of you say that tonight? Can you honestly say, I'm a bond servant to Jesus? We don't want to say I'm a slave, but now what else? That's because you don't want to yield yourself completely. But you got to say that morning, guess what? The value that I found in God is the fact that I have life. You got to remember the things that you've done in the world that's your life. You might have smoked weed. You might have drunk some liquor. You might have was fornicating all the time. You might have just played. You might have gambled. You might have, you know, whatever you did. You might have just also. You might didn't do too much of nothing. You might have been a good person, but just had some ways that just wasn't godly. And so when you look at these different things, you're like, man, these things I found life in. I found life in hustling. I'm going to tell you, I found life in hustling. I found life in smoking weed. I used to smoke weed to take away the pain, and then after I got sober, the pain was still there, so I smoked weed some more. So we had a thing. That was my life. But then when I got into Jesus, you know, when I smoked everlasting or I began to drink from the Holy Passion, he said, man, drink ye all of it. When I began to drink the Holy Passion, then I began to smoke the everlasting weed. Then I can. My word is life. He said, the Spirit gives life. The Spirit of the Lord gives life. See, I found life when I found value in him. I'm going to end it with this. Nobody want to help me out tonight, so it's okay. I'm going to end it with this, right? Somebody said, he said, I found Jesus. I found joy that I never knew before. So he said, I found joy in the midnight hour. He said, I found joy when my friends were few. He said, I found joy when I heard them answer. There is no secret that I can do for you. And they said, and I found joy. And then you know the chorus said, joy, joy, and joy, 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 joy. I found Jesus. I found joy that I never knew before. I don't tonight I want you to find Jesus and find the joy that you never knew before. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Father, we come to a place, God, of surrender, God. Father, we surrender all, God, to you, God. We surrender our thoughts, our plans, our will, our way. God, we surrender our words to you, God. We surrender our actions to you, God. We surrender our habits and our hobbies to you, God. We surrender, God, our desires. And you said, delight the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of our heart. And God, some of our desires are not godly desires. So we surrender our desires to you, Lord God. Lust for thoughts and lust for desires, God. And lust for things, because it can be food. Or, you know, some people are gluttons, God, and we have different things. We have greed issues. We have some people have gossiping issues. God, they just want to tell someone, want to hear something, God. We surrender that to you. We surrender all these unclean spirits and the fruit of the flesh, God, that has the lust of the flesh, God, the lust of the eyes, the very pride of life, God. We surrender to you this evening, God. And Father, we subscribe to you. We ascribe to you. We say that all the glory belongs to you. All the honor belongs to you. God, when we talk about our healing, we talk about our deliverance, we talk about being set free, we talk about bills being paid. The simple thing is bills being paid. The simple thing, God, is of having a job or being blessed, God, with financial security, God, and even having a roof over our head, having hot and cold, clean running water, God. Simple things, God, we give you the glory. God, begin to walk to our refrigerator. God, freedoms, God. We begin to say, God, it's all because of you. Father, everyone on the sound of my voice, God, myself leading as an example, Father, we say, Lord, please accept us as your child and your servant, Father. As we accept you as our Heavenly Father and our Lord and our personal Savior. Not just our Savior, God, but we accept you as our Lord. You're the landlord of our life. You said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The cattle on 1,000 hills, that's yours. The steel that build the cars, that's yours. The trees where the bark come, where the paper come, where the checks come, where the money come, that's yours. The wisdom and the knowledge with technology, that's yours. All this is you. All this is yours. And all the glory belongs to you. And Father, we give it back to you. We surrender and we yield ourselves to you. We give ourselves to you. We yield ourselves to you, God, as yielded vessels. Have your way in our lives. We give you honor tonight, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. In your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name, we pray. And so it is. All right, we're at this place. 0312, your mic is open.
Praise the Lord and good evening. Give honor for the word on tonight. This is Bishop Theo Kimbrough. We thank God and my wife and I. We know him for being a way maker, to being Elohim and Jehovah Jireh, the provider. And we found out this through life experiences. There's no secret what God can and will do for us. So we have to keep our face in the floor and submit ourselves unto the Lord, and he will direct our paths. We just know, and we're grateful to God for the people that are behind the scenes that have been a blessing and given favor unto our household, and things have just evolved themselves in and for our lives. So we thank God for the brothering and this, and the sisters that just stand in the gap, and it's just an honor and a privilege to call you brother and a friend, man. God bless you. May God continue to restore you and empower you as you continue to strive for the building of thine kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank you, Bishop. We thank you for that wonderful illustration. We thank you for that word. We thank you for God. And that's the thing, like how can I worship him? I don't know if I'm valuable, if I can't. I mean, I know it's a lot in the Bible that we read, and some people haven't read the Bible. Some people, you know, but they know him. I know him for myself. How do you know him? I know when I have no way out. I didn't know how I was going to get out. I didn't know how I was going to make a way. But he did. I seen him take a bond from 40,000 to make it 9,000. And said, so "You just give me this." And told my mom, "You give him this and we'll get him home." Because I had the money before and they didn't move. And, you know, but I know God. That we always make it. And then I had one. He's like, "We're not going to even call the people to come get you. We're going to let you go home. You've been here long enough." And I had another one with the service. I mean, this, if there was an ideal inmate, it was him. Same as Joseph. Hey, Joseph was an inmate that they used. And he went from the pit to the palace. And we can be the same. So God said, "Man, I have no respect for persons. I said, if I did it for him, I can do it for you. If I did it before, I'll do it again." We just thank God tonight for the volunteering of that word. Anybody else want to add to before we have our benediction? Just press one. I can recognize if you want to just say, "Hey, this is something that I know of God. That I didn't get it out of the Bible. That I didn't read it. But I know for myself." If not, we're going to have the benediction and we'll close out. If you want to answer, just press one. I can recognize you. 6447.
God is so wonderful. He's wonderful. I know my God. He's so wonderful. He's my shepherd. He's my God. And whatever I need, He will supply. So praise His holy name. He's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Tonight, God wants me to share with you just how wonderful He is. God gave me an open vision. I was in the parking lot of a bank on Fulton Industrial Boulevard, and it was cool that day, and all of a sudden, I felt such a heat upon my body, like the sun was just bearing down on me. And I looked up into the sky to see if it was the sun, Kashite. And I saw a face in the clouds. And I was just, I don't know what to think or what to, or even what to say. And then Jesus spoke to me. And he said, "Rosa, tell my people that think they know me, they need to get to know me better. Tell the backslider they need to come back to me." She called him Mahaya. "Tell those that don't know me." Hamaha. Yes, God. "They need to get to know me because I'm just behind the clouds. Ula Baharta. I am just surveying the land. All of you, to seek my face like you never have before, because I'm just behind the clouds. Hukata. Watch what is happening to Israel." He said to watch Israel. And we have armies, nations that are formed up to come against them. He said that the weather, you wouldn't be able to tell one season from another. On the news the other night, we saw houses completely enclosed with ice. The people had no way to get out of their homes. The street was nothing but ice, like you were skating on the ice pond. And this was in Upper New York. In the Antarctica, there's snow and ice because of a heat wave has melted 20% last week. In 9 days, it had melted. And when that melts down, that water is coming down from the north to the south. God is warning us, and he's telling us, if you don't know me, don't play with me. You need to get rid of your isms and your schisms. You need to get yourself right with me. You may be big in other people's eyesight, but God said, not so in mine. You got to come to me pure in heart, Shiramakaya, clean hands, Mosata. Hallelujah. It's the only way. Seek my face, my people. Seek my face. Know who I am. Talk to me. Come to me. I'll be waiting. I created you to fellowship with me. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you, Father.
Get the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And we don't have this. Listen, they're talking about coronavirus and all these different things, but. And if you touch it or however, but God said, these signs will follow those that believe. You know, Paul, when they had the shipwreck in the island of Crete, the Bible stuck to his hand. He shook the Bible off in the fire. Because guess what? He said, you'll get bit by the scorpion and the spider and the snake, but it won't hurt you. He said, you know, you'll land on the signal. These signs will follow them that believe. So ask yourself, am I truly a believer? You're walking in fear. You know, he didn't give you the spirit of fear. He gave you the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So what am I? Am I walking in fear? Am I walking in faith? And that's when you know I know him. Just as they fear on me, and I got to move in fear. I can move in caution. I can move in and being aware, spiritually aware. I can move in the knowledge of. But I don't have to let fear drive my actions. All my emotions, or the things that I do, or the things that I say, because God has said he's not given me the spirit of fear. See, one thing about fear is one thing, but the spirit of fear is something totally different. Joseph said that Jehoshaphat feared. God said he moved in the spirit of fear. He feared, and then he went to the God, and God gave, you know, he even ran down the threshold to God, and God, when he ran down the threshold, he invoked God. See, I know you, God. I know when you did these things. So now you're going to say that since he did it now, you're not the same God today that you was yesterday. When your words are you the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So you're going to stop being the same God today. And when he began to talk to God like that, he didn't fool God, and he declared a solemn assembly and the fast. And guess what happened after that, ladies and gentlemen? God showed up in the prophet and said, hey, this God is not yours, it's mine, said the Lord. So when you begin to ascribe God to who he is, you begin to invoke God, which said, God is yours, he got to move. And God moved and said, hey, you only have to fight this battle. It's mine, said the Lord. This is not your battle. So no matter what you're dealing with tonight, it's not yours, it's God's. Turn it over to him, let go, let God, and let him have his way. We praise you tonight. I'm going to ask Bishop Kimbrough, would he give us our benediction and close us out, if he doesn't mind. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you, we worship you, we magnify your name. We love all you, we thank you for coming out tonight.
Hello?
I'm right here.
Hello? Y'all there? Hello?
Yes, sir, your mic is open. Oh, no. It's all good. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for this day that you have made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Father, keep us, God, and worship not keep us. Watch between me and thee, God, as long as we're absent. God, as we leave this place, but never from your presence, God, we thank you for allowing us to be in your presence tonight. Keep us with the keeping anointing, God. And my mother also, when I was a young kid, they said, let the words of my mouth and the message of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Every man and woman of God that has a verse to say it, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And so it is. And we see you next Thursday. I'm telling you, next Thursday, I need you to be still away. From now to next Thursday, still away. I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or what have you. Oh, Bishop Kimball is back on. We'll let him close us up. And,
Father God, right now we come just to say thank you. Lord, right now we thank you right now for being the keeper of our souls. And God, right now we thank you right now for the man of God that has brought forth a word on tonight. We ask right now in the name of Jesus right now that you would continue to watch over him, continue to dwell in him, God, right now as he stands before you, God, right now with uplifting arms and holy hands. That, Lord, right now that you would speak, continue to speak a word into his life as he therefore downloads into your people. So, God, right now, as we prepare right now for departure on tomorrow, going to be with our brother, Brother Curtis, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue just to be with us, give a safe journey over the airways. Right now, God, we say thank you in advance. We thank you for the love and the consideration that was shown and just being a way maker that we will arrive right now on tomorrow safely. We say thank you, God. Go with our families, both near and afar. We give your name honor, praise, and the glory in Jesus' name. We declare that it is so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen. We praise you. We thank you, Bishop. And Lord, we're going to shout to him tomorrow, next Thursday, same time, same place. We love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you.